Hey guys, Eric here. Welcome to another episode of Eric Rants. It's a pretty special episode because I'm welcoming my very first special guest, my best friend, DG. We have been friends for so many years, and the episode that you're about to hear is us just talking about our long-enduring friendship. Like, pretty long, actually, pretty surprising. And us basically just embarrassing ourselves and talking about the embarrassing things our teenage selves aspired to be. So I'm not gonna keep you waiting. All that coming to you right now. Hi guys, welcome to a very special episode of Eric Rants, because I am welcoming, I think you can hear me smiling.
You can, I'm very smile-worthy.
Because
Eric, don't be so awkward.
Because this episode is where I welcome my very first guest, and she's probably going to be a guest multiple times on this show.
I have opinions, I can say things.
Yeah, and anyways, we haven't introduced you yet.
Yeah.
This is my best bud, DG. Say hi to the five listeners.
Hi, five listeners.
Oh, wait. Actually, it's four because you're one of the five.
I'm one of them. Yes. So, four listeners.
Yeah.
And I can say hi to myself. It's fine.
Self-love. Self-love. It's all about loving yourself. Anyways, we want... me and DG could talk about a myriad of things. Mm-hmm. Like, we could talk about so much stuff, but because we're narcissists, I suggested that we just talk about our friendship and our and us, basically. Let's talk about us. For couples, that's a very, like, that's a very, like, loaded question. Let's talk about us, DG.
Yes.
When did we tell the four listeners? Mm-hmm. How did we meet?
We met at school. We were the only two Filipinos.
It's very specific, DG.
I mean, I don't want to name drop because I'm probably going to talk shit about our school. Am I allowed to
forgive
say shit?
Forgive the profanity, guys. Nah, it's fine.
Crap. Poo-poo.
Talk poo-poo about the school.
Talk poo-poo about school.
No, but what grade were you?
I was in the second grade and you were in the fifth grade.
And how old were you? How old were we?
I was like 8 and you were 3. You're 3 years older than me.
Yeah.
So if I'm 22, you're 25. So if I was 8, you were like 12.
So you have no problem of name dropping schools, but you have a problem name dropping schools, but you have no problem telling the people our age, right?
They know you, like...
Once again, it's four listeners.
Yeah, so
there are four listeners on this podcast.
So the four listeners have the right to know how old
and I think
are.
And I think anyone who's listening now is relieved that I actually am talking to someone instead of just me ranting about, like, random stuff.
Yeah, it gets weird when you talk to yourself. I mean, I talk to myself all the time, but I do it in my head like every other normal person out there.
And to anyone who's listening, I bet you DG has not listened to one of the episodes of Eric Rants.
No, but I
you see,
I keep up with all the content. I know your second episode was about the DCEU, and I know the first episode was about Infinity War.
But so you have not listened to any of it.
I haven't had the time. I'm a very busy person. I just got a PS4. I'm very busy.
Says the person who I played Call of Duty with just a few hours ago.
That's busy. That's scheduling.
Okay. Anyways, as you can see, we could, like, really rant about a lot of things. Speaking of rant, we actually had a YouTube show before.
Oh, they don't talk about that.
Yes, it's part of our friendship, man.
Yeah.
We had what was the thing we did in the van called, remember?
Van rant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, van rant.
And we had, like, we were armed with what, a digital camera?
Yeah, it was like Eric's digital camera that he was super proud of. It was like 20 megabytes. Like 2 pixels. But it was great. We had a really good time. It was, at that point in our life, it was like super high tech.
No, but remember our aspirations?
We had aspirations. I don't know what I want to do with my life. Did I know back then?
Because we're talking about ourselves, and then, you know, might as well just embarrass ourselves.
Okay.
Now. You really don't remember?
I don't remember.
Remember where we had plans to go to the U.S. and, like...
And, like, what?
You don't remember, really.
I don't remember.
We had plans to go to the U.S. and do auditions, and then we wanted to become Disney Channel stars.
That's a lie. That's not
fake. No, that's not fake. Remember, we wanted, like, remember, What was Demi Lovato's Disney Channel
show? Camp Rock, Sunny with a Chance.
No, Sunny with a Chance.
Yeah.
We wanted to have like a sitcom with Sunny with a Chance.
That sounds like 14-year-old me would do that, but now when I think about it, I'm like, go away. Who are you?
And that's why we had, remember our, I still use that, that like Twitter handle, that username. I use the real Eric E. just because
it's stuck. Yeah.
And you had IMDGN. But the real reason why we had those is because we said when this is embarrassing. This is
oh shit. Yeah.
The reason we got that is we said when we finally get famous,
those are gonna be our handles.
Yeah, those are going. No, it's going to be authentic because it was from the start that was. If you guys could just see what DG's face looks like right now.
It's like
now.
When a person's trying to poo but nothing's coming out. And also their cheeks are very, very red.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm also crying a little bit. It's the fumes of my embarrassment.
But this was like a year after we met. This was like,
yeah,
we
became friends very quickly.
That, okay, so let's talk about that because just to let you guys know, for anyone who's listening, we actually had like a pre-interview or like,
yeah,
we talked about this like a week ago.
Yeah,
but yeah, so and we said that one of the hardest questions, I guess, for any like friendship mm-hmm. to answer is, how did you guys become friends?
Yeah,
what do you think?
What do you think?
I don't know. It's what, like, I really can't, like, even with my best friend in the Philippines, I can't
remember how you became.
I can't really pinpoint, like, okay, this was the exact moment we became friends.
Well, I only remember because you remind me. It's how we started talking. It was like, you were talking about movies, and I was, like, lonely.
Are you still, aren't you still lonely, DJ?
I'm lonely all the time. And, like, so we're like, movies? And we were, and it was, along came Polly.
Yeah.
You were like, it's like, Ruben, I take your wife scuba. And I was like, you watch Along Came Polly, I do too. And that was really weird. Because I was like 9 years old, and that wasn't appropriate for like a 9-year-old to be watching at all.
So, ooh la la! Ooh la la!
Oh no no, basically. So, yeah, I watched a lot of movies that weren't appropriate for my age when I was younger, but I feel like it helped me mature a lot.
Like, Along Came Polly helped you mature.
Yeah, it helped me mature a lot.
Speaking on that note, you mentioned, remember what you mentioned last week?
What?
That video game we snuck around?
Oh, yeah. So, in true honesty of embarrassing ourselves, we used to play PS2 a lot, and one game we snuck around was the Playboy game. I'm pretty sure they came out with it at some point.
The horrible, horrible Playboy game.
It's essentially Sims, but the only objective is to woohoo, and the woohooing is seen. So
no, the woohooing wasn't seen.
It was more blatant than just like under the blanket stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you can do it in the shower.
Yeah, but it was also,
it wasn't very sexual.
But it wasn't graphic at all. It wasn't graphic.
They couldn't get away with that.
The only thing that, basically, it was Sims with boobs.
Yeah, that's basically it. And you can only play one character, which is a very creepy old white man.
It's Hugh Hefner, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. He's like, is he not a creepy old white man? I mean, I know he's dead. But, like, doesn't change the fact that he was a creepy old white man who walked around with a red silk robe. Does that not sound creepy to you? Like, if I didn't know you and you start describing someone like an old white man with a silk red robe, and he's in a big house full of underage girls, or probably not underage, but very young girls, at least 4 times younger than he is, that would be like, that's creepy. It's like,
I don't remember how many of his wives
he had. I'm pretty sure he had wives, but I don't know.
He had wives, but his wives were like the playmates.
Oh, I see.
And so you're right, like, his wives were like 4 years younger than him.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And he had like 4 or 5 of them that became his wives. So, like, anyways, we went from our friendship to Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, and to be like, let's just get this out there. We weren't doing it because we were pervs. I mean, we were just really young.
Sorry,
and sexuality was interesting to us. And we went to a very Christian school that, and sex ed was not taught there. And we, at this point,
which is a sad thing.
Which is very sad. Like, I remember when they did have sex ed, they just talked about how you need to be married before you have sex.
So basically the usual, like, abstinence thing. Like, say no before...
Yeah.
Don't do it before marriage. And no reason at all.
Yeah.
And there's no specifics
either. They
don't like,
talk
this is what
to you
happens,
about and... STDs. They don't talk to you about actual protection.
Yeah.
They don't talk to you about the things you should consider when you have sex with other people. It was just like Bible propaganda.
Right. I kind of feel like we're going to move into talking about the school.
We're going to end up talking about the school and religion, and it's going to be a lot deeper than it needs to be.
Just but the thing about it is because we really went to this school, and I guess the only thing that makes it memorable is, you know,
how horrible it was.
I don't think anyone listening to this will know what.
Yeah.
The thing that made it memorable is, like, you know, the friends we made, like,
yeah,
you and me, of course.
The people there were incredible because they were working so hard and getting paid so little. So you
That's
knew
true,
they
yeah.
were good people at heart.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
no one sticks around in a school that horrible getting that low pay because they want to be low
yeah.
paid.
And we also had like great teachers. Shout out
yeah.
to Miss Lauren. Hi, Miss Lauren. I know you're not listening to this. I'll send this to her or something. I don't know.
Mr. Benji is pretty great.
Yeah, MRB.
MRB's awesome.
I still remember Mr. Benji and Mrs. Romero are probably the two people that that had a sort of a lasting impact on me because I still love musicals to this day.
Oh, they introduced you to musicals.
Yeah, yeah. Because they're the ones who, like, you know, remember they did The Sound of Music, they did
yeah,
like that
yeah,
whole
yeah.
Disney
the
thing.
The Disney musical thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really pushed for it.
You did Colors of the Wind, right?
I did Colors Simba. I was Zazu.
You were Zazu? Really?
I was Zazu.
I was Timon.
I was Zazu.
We were Zazu?
I
don't
was
remember.
Zazu. I remember what I was. I was Zazu. Colors of the Wind, I probably did do that. I did it as a duet with the other person. We're not name dropping or else people can find the score.
Where did the other person?
We both sang it. We sang one song, but as a duet.
Oh, the
so
other
we were
person.
Both
yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember the other person. Okay.
Yeah.
The person who shall not be named.
Yeah.
No, but anyways, okay, so we were in that school. You were in the second grade. I was in the fifth grade. And
yeah.
I was in the fifth grade, but I left when I was going in. I left after ninth grade, but you stayed there all throughout.
Until I graduated.
Right? Yeah, and apparently it got. Once again, we end up talking about the school now.
Yeah.
But it ended up being worse than it.
It got so bad.
It got worse.
And
right?
after I left, it got even worse because, like, the teachers that did care, they finally left. At least the one that could make the most change.
Oh, wait, so it got even worse when you left, huh?
I mean, I went there for the graduation of our friends.
Right.
And the school looked so dull.
Right.
Like, it's just, there was no life to it anymore, I guess.
Yeah.
It was really depressing.
Okay. Anyways, we've deviated from,
yeah.
from our supposed. No, but anyways, that's sort of part of our history.
That right? we just go
yeah.
from topic to topic.
No, and like that school was part of our history.
We're just trauma survivors. That's why we're such good
Yes,
friends.
We are. We still suffer from PTSD.
We think about it and we get really sad.
Like, like at night, there were times we would just like bolt upright awake, just thinking of that place.
In a cold sweat.
Yeah. Just like, I remember, like, I feel like I was in that classroom again.
Oh, God.
Oh, with those people.
And you want to know a really funny thing? That school used to be a warehouse.
It was
a warehouse, like it was like a lot with warehouses, and that's why it's all one structure and they just cut it into
rooms. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It used to be a warehouse, yeah.
I didn't know that. But what's with the we're getting specific here, but I don't think anyone's gonna know it. Well,
yeah.
But what's with the pond in the middle of it?
Remember the pond it used to be a pond. It was grass. And then
was it grass?
It was grass.
I don't know.
And then they technically it was a pond, but it was mostly grass and
right.
the rain became a pond. And they're just like, let's not undo this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like a valley,
it was a
right?
valley.
But,
and then they emptied out the water.
Right.
They put cement and then
okay.
made it an actual...
I realize now as we're talking about it, no one's going to know.
No one's
going to
know.
No, no one's going to understand.
It'll be really vague.
No, but anyways, let's talk about... tell the four listeners that very profound thing you said last week.
Oh,
about our friendship.
Our friendship is like a french fry, no matter... how long you go without it, you know it's gonna be good and tasty.
Okay.
It's like a reliable comfort.
Okay, expound on it, because it's so formal.
I mean, yeah, it's because, like, Eric and I, we're not the kind of friends who, like, talk to each other every day.
Yeah.
We sometimes go for long periods without talking to each other, but when we do, it's like, we click back, and it's like we never really left. We're just like hang out again.
Yeah, we can go months on end without talking.
We went like a couple years without talking too. Remember? Because when you moved to high school, I didn't really get to talk to you much because also
cell
phones weren't really that big yet, and I'm like fuck email.
Forgive the profanity.
Sorry.
No, I that totally slipped my mind.
Yeah, we went for a really long time without talking to each other.
Yeah, so when I was in high school and you were also in high school when you were back in that school.
If you were grade 9, I was grade 6, so I was still elementary.
But I remember there were times that I would visit the school sometimes as well. I would like play basketball and all that. But even then, we would just like have like
casual chit chats.
Yeah, but never really. Even in college, was it?
In college, I still didn't hear from you much.
Yeah, does that make me a bad friend?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, but it just shows we started hanging out when.
I think you invited me to church. Probably, usually that's what happens.
Yeah.
And then I started with the girl you liked. You started like you're like a discipleship group, and you're like you should join because we're having a discipleship group in the park near your house.
I'll do that.
And then I just kept hanging out with the church for a bit. It was probably the period of spiritual growth in my life. and then I like popped out like.
We started hanging out like this just recently, really.
Yeah,
like
just
last
recently.
Year and all.
I don't
that.
Know how this started happening.
Like when I got the car and I started like driving as well.
Yeah, and I remember it was just like random invitations, like, oh, I want you to sing for church at this thing. Can your mom sing at this thing? You should come to Christmas this thing.
Right.
It was just like slowly, and then when you started, you know, you got a job and you started driving.
We started doing that Star Wars every year thing.
Yeah, we saw The Force Awakens together.
Yeah. We don't have a Star Wars year this thing because we didn't watch Solo.
I'm not gonna watch Solo.
We weren't into Solo.
We're not doing that.
I wanted to, but like
Rogue One is fine, but Solo is like meh.
I totally missed it. But I'm not sure. I can't really explain why it is that. I mean, for other people, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you've seen people like drift apart.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's understandable. I mean, like. They move schools or they change locations, they, you know,
yeah,
and stuff like that. I mean, for us, it was the same thing. I moved to another school.
Yeah.
I went to college. You went to college. I mean, we're still in the same city, but it's like, I mean, like I have high school friends that I don't really talk to as much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but I don't. Why do you think, like, we still remained?
I don't know, man. It's just. We like to hang out. We have things in common, and I think we get along very well on like a chemistry sort of level. I don't know. You know how they have chemistry reads for like movies, and like maybe someone needs to play your best friend. You need to on instinct. You need to be able to get along well with them.
Right.
So I think we have that. Like if we had to like act in something and we did a chemistry read, I think we would. Cast as siblings or best friends.
This is all going full circle.
You know what?
Of us having a sitcom.
Let me clear it up.
In Disney Channel.
14-year-old me was probably crazy. I do not want to go to America. I would rather die.
Dude, you were like, I remember this vividly. We were so animated in our discussion and our plans. I think our parents were even there.
Really?
I think our mom and your mom, my mom and your mom was there, and we were all saying that, hey, we should go to the U.S. at this date, but just be the both of us, and like you have family over there, we can stay over with your family over there.
When you're kids, you think anything's possible.
Yeah,
then you get older and you realize rent and bills are a thing.
Yeah, and I was like, what, 15, 16 years old at this time?
That would make me like 13 or 12.
Exactly. Like, reaching for the stars.
Naive.
Yeah. Like, hoping to get fame and all that
crap. Yeah, and, like, I remember when we were younger, that was, like, the big thing. Everyone's big thing was, go to America, you'll be successful.
Exactly.
But now, if you're, like, offering me to go to America, I would be like, no, thank you.
Yeah, me neither.
I would rather go to Mexico. Honestly.
On the other side of the wall.
The people there seem nicer. I won't get lynched for for being in Mexico.
Then again, Miss Lauren wants us to go to like U.S.
I would go to Miss Lauren, and then we can go to Seattle specifically to meet her.
Yeah,
because there are some fun activities there.
We can go to like, what is she? South Carolina? North
She's
Carolina?
North Raleigh.
Raleigh. Is it north or south?
I think it's a Carolina that one. You know,
it's one of the Carolinas.
It's one.
Don't blame us for not from the U.S. Okay. Yeah, but she's been wanting us to go there for a like really, really long time now.
We can do that. We can save up for that. I mean, I want to go to Europe after I graduate, but if you want to visit Miss Lauren, we can save up for it, and when I graduate, we can go to America.
We could.
I will do that for you.
Here we go again. Like saying, hey, we should do this and we should do that. Yeah. And then life gets in the way, bills get in the way, you know?
Yeah.
So we've actually, now I just realized this, come to think of it, we've actually been friends for like, since childhood up until
adulthood.
Yeah, adulthood.
Is this adulthood? I think it's like almost adulthood.
We are adults, but we don't feel like
semi-adult.
We don't feel like it. I don't think anyone, I think that's a common like denominator of our generation. No one really feels like they're adults.
Adult. Even adults probably don't feel like they're adults. My brother's like 30 and he's like so chill. He's just like a teenager in an adult's body. And he has a kid, so I'm like, he plays, like, video games. He still chills in, like, gym shorts.
Well, it's not like adults can't play video games.
Adults, you should stop playing video games. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, when you get... When you become... After 21, you're not allowed to play video games anymore. Like, it's not...
Unless it's Sudoku, then you can play that. No one likes that game. I'm kidding.
Unless it's Playboy the Mansion.
Oh, God.
That game was horrible.
It was. I don't know why. I mean, I know why we were so into that. We were just very curious about, like...
Because there were boobs.
Yeah.
We were into it because there were boobs.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, it was just... It was... Okay, whatever. Anyways, okay, so...
That's a great new segue to think. So, ka... tea afternoon? Yeah?
We met when I was in fifth grade and when you were second grade when you were how old? What was this?
I was probably like eight or something.
Yeah, so and that would make me
3 years older than me, you'd be 11, Eric.
Yeah. I suck at math. And I'm working and you're in your last year of
I have one more year of college to go.
Last year of college.
Yeah.
What?
What? Oh,
I thought you were You see, this is where we get to the awkward silences.
Yeah. We could just have like a minute full of awkward silence. If you want to go to the bathroom, now is the ideal time.
It's an intermission now.
It's an intermission.
It's an intermission. No, but what do you think are one of the memorable things that we have had in our friendship?
I think we were both into Hamilton not at the same time. Like, I knew about Hamilton, and I just put it off for, like, months on end. And then you were like, Hamilton is so good. And you told me this during my internship. And I'm pretty sure for, like, 3 months straight, all I listened to was the Hamilton soundtrack.
I think there was one time you were actually, like, not live-tweeting me, but, like, live-messaging me as you listened to the whole soundtrack.
I was like, Burn is so good. Skylar Sisters, so good.
Yeah. And stay on the topic of music, but like rewinding it many years ago. Here where we are, it's not school buses.
Oh yeah, it's vans.
It's vans. That's why we had the van rent.
Yeah.
And we were van mates. That's how we became friends, right?
Yes.
And remember what we used to do in the back of the van? We used to do a bunch of things, but do you remember some of the things we did?
We used to like get clay and make tiny little balls of them and throw them out the window. And at one point, we threw it at a taxi that our Taekwondo master was riding in. And he literally stopped the cab, got out of the taxi, and we both just had to lie through our teeth and pretend we knew nothing. It was so amazing.
Wait, I don't remember that.
I remember that because it was ingrained in my mind so terribly.
Wait, what happened? Okay, so we threw...
So we threw it, and then, like, it was kind of a big piece. And, like, obviously you can hear, it was like... And then so he stopped the cab, got out, and then looked into the van. And then we just all had to pretend like, oh, we don't know what's going on. Like, you literally went so far into pretending you didn't know what's going on. You pretended not to know me. You were like a runaway amnesia patient. I didn't even know who you were. You just grabbed your backpack, held it to your chest. I was like, dude, what about me?
I think
Eric threw me under the bus while we were still in the bus.
This is why we're good friends all these years.
Yeah.
I threw you under the bus while we were on the bus.
Yeah.
But I remember we used to, this was back in the days, well, there was like iPod back then, but it was back when...
Oh, you had a cube. Remember you had a cube?
No, but way before. Oh. No, it wasn't even a cube. It was like a knockoff, like Chinese knockoff version of the cube.
But we were so proud of it.
Yeah.
You were like, this can hold so much more music than an iPod.
Because it was like, how many gigs, right? Well, because iPods back then were also like the cost of like an iPhone.
Yeah.
Back then. And I remember, no, but way before that, the very first thing that I had was a Walkman cassette.
Mm.
And I had two tapes. And do you remember what we used to do with it?
No.
We used to pretend that we were radio DJs.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, and we would like play it, and like, here's a song from, you know, and I only had two cassettes.
Two songs in this entire radio station.
No. I mean, they're two tapes, but they're like a bunch of songs, but they're always the same thing over. Yeah, we would always have it like over and over again.
Oh, gosh,
and
yeah, I just remembered like my MP3 player. It still functioned on battery, so when it ran out, you had to change the battery. You can't just plug it into a USB port like normally now.
And also back then, like I did mention the Van Rants, but it wasn't just the Van Rants. We had an actual like YouTube show.
Ugh.
That we tried
to talk about it.
That we tried to get off the ground.
It wasn't,
dude,
happening.
But there were actual people who, remember?
They were like, yeah, we had one comment. It was like, oh, you guys are funny.
No. There were people. Remember? Okay. One more thing about my embarrassing past that I was part of
a Harry Potter writing group.
No. Oh no, dude! You
didn't. Oh no!
It wasn't that. I wasn't gonna say that, but you reminded me of that.
But for the sake of it, we'll call it writing groups because no one's gonna understand if we use that.
What
actual,
an RP is.
Yeah. So it's a
if you're from group. Tumblr and you RP, then you know what an RP is. But yes, we were part of a Hogwarts RP
writing group. It's a writing group.
You want to make it sound more sophisticated?
Yes,
than
please.
It is.
If you're gonna embarrass me this hard, just call it a writing group. And we did it on a forum, so it was more sophisticated.
You think a forum makes it more sophisticated?
I thought it seemed more profesh.
And we had a great storyline too.
We did. I was a comic relief. Everyone loved me. I'm kidding.
Okay, so we had that. No, but crap, what was I gonna say about what were we talking about?
You know, if we ever played Dungeons and Dragons, my character would be the most useless, but would be a really great comic relief.
Like
Danny gets stung by poison. Yeah. Danny asks anyone if they have a wet wipe to wipe her ass.
Like, what was it? You were in, like, one of our plots was that you were stuck in like Honey Dukes, like.
Oh yeah, and
you were in
like,
the candy shop,
candy.
Right? And you just ate all the candy.
And you guys were like fighting something underneath.
Yeah, and all of us are all serious and all that, and then you're just...
I'm just like, this candy's great, man.
Once again, this is the Harry Potter writing group that we were part of.
Yep.
That we were part of. No, I mean, going back to our so-called YouTube show, the people who watched it were part of a group I was in, which is part of my embarrassing history. I was part of a, I had a really, really huge crush on celebrity.
Yeah. We're not gonna name drop her.
We can name drop, she's a celebrity, she's not listening to this.
What if she is?
I would be flattered, I would be honored, but I'm pretty sure she's not.
Well, yeah, I remember that. I was really invested into following that story.
Yeah, so I was a big fan of Anna Sophia Robb, and I was part of this, like, fan group. This forum fan group, and I posted our YouTube videos on there, and they thought we were hilarious. And we posted the most random of things, and they just thought we were funny, and that was so,
you know. What if anyone asked me outside of this podcast if I was serious in those videos, I'll just be like, no, it was a satire. Everything was ironic.
I actually still have some of those videos.
Can you not?
I'll post them probably on DG's birthday next year.
The reason people grow up is so they can forget the bad things they did when they were.
But the thing about it is we grew up in the ripe age of YouTube. And
since YouTube started. You know, if we kept going, we could have 12 million followers.
Dude, we started that channel when everyone could have their own URL, because now YouTube... Now you need to have like a certain number of subscribers on YouTube to have your own URL. But we did that. We had our own.
We were the Eric and DG show.
Yeah, the Eric. Did you take it down? Were you the one who took it down?
Yep.
I knew it. Because like I was... Because like I think a few years ago I was trying to find it. And I was like, why is it down?
I don't remember. I remember at one point in my life, I think a teacher that we had was like, be careful what you put online because it's going to be there forever.
And it's just like you scrambled.
There was one night, yeah. I was like having so much anxiety, I couldn't sleep until I woke up. Went on YouTube, deleted everything.
You didn't even set it to private. You just deleted it.
I just deleted the whole thing.
What is wrong?
And then I was like, okay, I can rest now. And then 30 minutes later, I'm like, did I forget something? That's how anxious I was.
That
was the root of my anxiety, Eric.
I have my own, like, my what was it?
Your own vlogging.
No, the embarrassing stuff that I did on my old YouTube channel, it's there, but it's on private.
I see.
Although I'm now scared if YouTube can like suddenly like just like pick it out and like
just like look at this kid doing this stuff.
I did the most embarrassing stuff. Anyways, it's already 30 minutes, so I guess we're gonna end it there because me and DG could really talk about a whole bunch of other stuff.
We can keep going.
Yeah.
Like next week he can invite me and we'll talk about parking lots, and it's gonna be like a 40 minute episode,
which by the way we're in right now. We are in a parking lot. We are in the car.
It's very classy.
Recording this, we could talk about Queer Eye.
We can do that next episode.
Yeah, we can do that. We should do that in the
next
episode.
Friday.
So yeah, let's do this again next Friday.
And then this podcast of you is just gonna be Eric Ransom with a small scribble and DG.
I honestly do think that it's so great to have someone to talk to instead of just me rambling on. Anyways, DG doesn't to you guys listening, she doesn't know how I sound like on these podcasts because she's never listened to one yet.
I know what they encompass though.
They encompass.
Is that the right word? I know what they involve.
Alright, fine. Just
would a friend lie to you?
Apparently, I really do only have 4 listeners because this one, the supposed 5th one, doesn't listen to it.
Hey, but I voted that you should start the podcast in the first place. So really, started from the bottom, now I'm here.
No, started from the bottom, you're still at the bottom because you never listened to it.
Yeah, I went from voting that you should start one to just being on it instead of, I didn't have to go through but listening to it. I didn't have to be a dedicated fan, call like 1-800-ERIC and be like, vote to get on my show.
I see, that's how it is. You entitled. Alright.
No, we're good. Just end your podcast, Derek. It's like 32 minutes.
I still have to do an intro and outro for this.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys. That was me. That was me.
And me. The self-entitled fudge nugget.
That was Eric and the self-entitled fudge nugget.
That's a great story for a kid's book. I mean, great title for a kid's book and a story.
Yeah, you know what, guys? You just look out because I will probably get DG back on this show because, as I said, we can talk about almost anything under the sun, mm-hmm. And it will last a whole 40 minutes because, or even an hour, because we can, like, we went from our school to like the Playboy the game. To
embarrassing me.
To, I really can't believe you forgot about our plans for the US.
I'm so sorry.
Anyways, thank you for thanks for listening. And yeah, DG, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you. I will be here next week. Hopefully.
Listen to it by that time. It's not close.
It wants us to keep talking, Eric.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe so you catch all following episodes of Eric Rants. I think you can subscribe on all platforms. I mean, at least I know on Apple Podcasts you could subscribe. But anyways, just to let you guys know, this podcast is not just available on Apple, but it's also available on multiple platforms, which you can find on anchor.fm/TheRealEricE. That's anchor.fm/TheRealEricE. And you can find all the platforms Eric Grants is available on. This includes Apple Podcast and Google Podcast. Until next time, you guys can also, you can tweet me at TheRealEricE. And, you know, give me suggestions on what I should talk about next, or who else I could bring on the show. So thank you guys again for listening. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.